Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Today, I want to share a brief message entitled Redemption Song. Over the past few weeks, whilst I've been here in my beloved Cape Town, I've seen a number of our gang lads grasp their shot at redemption, each in different ways, but most quite profound. Mostly, they've grasped it like a lifeline, as if they'd tasted fresh air for the first time and they were not going to let go of it, no matter what. It's not the first time we've seen this, and God willing, it won't be the last. But by His grace, we've seen thousands make similar decisions and walk similar paths. Just yesterday, I had the privilege of chatting with a young Lighty gang member who'd committed a pretty gratuitously violent act upon an innocent member of that particular community just last weekend. That act was likely to lead to retribution, and thus a very likely gang war, as the innocent victim was a close family member of a member of a rival gang. In this particular township, we've seen well over 12 months of near-miraculous peace between these two particular gangs. And to be honest, I wanted to nip this incident in the bud so as to avoid a senseless gang war. So one of the Lighty gang members, senior leaders, and my son Franklin and I went to chat with the young man and to explain to him the cause, the effect, and the unnecessary nature of his actions, and then gave him a way out of the situation. He grasped it wholeheartedly. He took his shot at redemption, and it was a beautiful thing to see. And here's the real beauty of that situation. A victim sought justice without the spilling of blood. A young man who had unwittingly become a perpetrator of violence saw the error of his ways, acknowledged his wrongdoing, and went and apologized genuinely to the victim. And a community got to view the visible effects of restoring the members of that community without the need of resorting to violence by reply. This particular peaceful resolution was prompted off the back of a hard-fought peace process in mid-2023, in which the members of four opposing gangs grabbed their shot at redemption and began the journey of learning to trust in Jesus' might rather than their own. So all these lads have recognized their need of and desire for redemption, and that realization and its outworking is also a beautiful thing to see. The dictionary defines redemption as the action of saving or being saved from sin, error, or evil, or God's plan for the redemption of His world, or the action of regaining or gaining possession of something in exchange for payment or clearing of a debt. And that's exactly what the lads that I've talked about today have been doing. Their shot at redemption has been all of the above, but most of all, grabbing onto God's plans for them and their lives. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And verses 12 to 14 goes on to say, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity." So that's the journey that this Lighty gangster and his fellow gang members have been on over this past year or so, believing for the first time ever in God and in His Son Jesus, realizing that they actually have hope and thus a future, learning to pray, trust, seek, and listen to God, and then allowing Him to bring them back from captivity and desolation. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." And the passage translation captures it particularly beautifully. "Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes." So that's the process these lads are on, being transformed day to day by the renewing of their minds. And in the case of the wider gang that I mentioned earlier, it all started with most of them accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior a year or so ago. And so, my friends, my prayer this week is that these lads might stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around them, that they might be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how they think, and that they might be empowered to discern God's will as they start to live beautiful lives that are satisfying and perfect in His eyes. And finally, that they will not only forgive themselves for their previous deeds, just as God already has, but that those around them, both within their local community and society at large, would forgive them and allow them to fulfill their particular shot at redemption. Amen. Friends, thanks for listening and have a blessed week ahead. This is Andy Steele-Smith.